Proclamation number 2289, dated the April 4th, 1942. God is love. The mystery of love. The greatest mystery is the love of God, and this mystery can only be revealed through love. That is, only a person who is actively kind-hearted himself is capable of understanding divine love. Each loving spiritual thought is an emanation of God, who is love in himself. And the willingness to accept such a thought, that is, to direct it from the heart, where it is born, to the brain, hence to effectively take possession of it, is the willingness to receive this emanation of love from God. For the heart's willingness is the prerequisite for God's love to become effective. God is love. This is a mystery, and it will remain a mystery for people for as long as they belong to this earth and often still in the beyond. For they associate the concept of love with a being. In their eyes it is a characterization of a being, and yet love is the being itself. Love is something spiritual which does not explain the character but is in itself a being. Love is that which is good, divine. When the word is used in relation to people, whereas God himself is only imaginable as love, yet it will only become understandable to those people who are so permeated by love themselves that they, during the activity of love, also feel the closeness of God. For what they feel is only love again, and yet they are close to God, because God and love are one and the same. Everything that shapes itself into love is in heartfelt contact with God, i.e., shaping oneself into love is adapting the hitherto imperfect to the perfect. Love is something perfect. God is perfection, thus love and God must be one and the same. But lack of love is a degree of imperfection. It is also a state of distance from God, because God without love is inconceivable. For this reason, loving activity will always trigger a feeling of happiness, and this is the proximity of God which can be markedly felt by the soul. Consequently, all increased activity of love will also manifest itself in an increased feeling of happiness, inner peace and firm self-confidence, because all this is divine, i.e., the evidence of God's closeness which can only have a spiritual effect, thus in emotions of the soul and not in the body's well-being. God's proximity in turn generates love, for since God is love in himself, his presence must manifest itself in a feeling of love again. And this love flows back to God as its origin, the person having shaped himself into love, that is, his soul, unites with God. Love flows to love, and thus the unification takes place between the being with the primordial being, which in itself is only love. Amen.